New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says he's not worried about a potential primary challenge from actor Cynthia Nixon. But some have noticed he's taken several steps to shore up his political base. Karen DeWitt reports.
Cynthia Nixon is a leading spokesman of a movement to get more money to help children at the poorest schools in the state. She's worked closely with the Alliance for Quality Education, a group that has condemned the governor for not adhering to a court order that said the schools need billions of more dollars a year in state aid. Nixon was at the Capitol to rally back in 2014.
We are number 5 out of 50 states in terms of how that money is spent inequitably and unfairly.
The governor, since the talk of Nixon's campaign surfaced, has made a major push to fight critics of his school funding policies. He instructed his budget director, Robert Mujica, to issue a lengthy statement defending the governor's policies on school aid and accusing opponents of spreading distractions, myths, and legends. Cuomo also met privately with leaders of charter schools that serve African American students. AQE's executive director Billy Easton says it's no coincidence that the governor is suddenly attacking opponents of his school aid record.
This is all happening in the middle of the governor having a total freak out moment over just the rumor that Cynthia Nixon, who's a school equity champion, might run for governor against him. And he knows he's got a very weak and poor track record on equitable funding for schools.
Nixon is gay, and in recent days, reporters have received emails detailing endorsements for Cuomo's reelection from prominent LGBTQ figures, including Elton John. So far, Nixon has been silent on her future plans. The cable channel New York One reports that Nixon appeared to be shooting a potential campaign ad in New York City over the past few days. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.